Today's Cotton Newsline is one cut. It features Dr. Jody Campici, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Conditions have improved slightly across the Cotton Belt over the past week. As of July 12th, 44% of the U.S. crop was rated as good to excellent. Overall, 18% of the U.S. crop is setting bolls, which is just slightly behind the five-year average. In the Southeast and the Mid-South, overall crop conditions are generally positive and cotton yield potential remains in line with recent averages. In the West, poor planting conditions and delayed crop development are reducing yield expectations for that region. In the Southwest, worsening drought conditions in Texas remain the area of greatest concern in terms of overall production potential. However, it is important to note that there are some areas of Texas that have very good crop conditions. The percent of planted acres that are unharvested is expected to be significantly higher than 2019, particularly for dryland cotton. USDA is projecting 15 million bales of U.S. exports for the 2020 crop year. This would result in ending stocks of almost 7 million bales for 2020.